And you tune to Tigerberg on 104 FM. Dis Bonanza Gesondheid en my voorreg om saam met my in die atelier te hê. It's Dr. Helen Sammons and she's the manager medical services at the Western Cape Rehab Center. And for the next couple of weeks, we're going to be doing regular talks with today we'll call it the WCRC. Doctor, welcome to Tigerberg.
Thank you very much.
And how's your day started today?
Not too bad at all, thanks.
All right, so we'll be talking about the WCRC. Dr. Sammons, when did you open your doors?
We moved here in November 2004, and basically this was an amalgamation of existing services. We had the Conradi and the Karl Bremer Hospital rehab services, and these amalgamated and then relocated onto the premises at Lentegeer Hospital. Just to note that we are not a psychiatric service, often gets confused because we're on the Lentegeer Hospital premises, but we provide services to people with physical disabilities.
And you're so right. So many think that. The first time I came to these premises as well, that was my thinking, that I was on my way to the WCRC. And I was also thinking at that stage that it's only a psychiatric facility that is being offered. But before we proceed, we have so many questions for you. What does your day consist of here at the WCRC?
Well, basically, as the manager for the medical services, currently why I'm doing the interview today is because I stand in for the CEO, who is not available today. And currently, I look after the medical services. So that's the doctors, pharmacy, x-rays, dietetics, clinical psychology, and then also currently looking after therapeutic services. And also my role is to sort of coordinate and to pull all the rehabilitation services together. I'm fortunate enough to have over 20 years experience working in rehabilitation, have many years experience training medical students, students of other disciplines. And this enables me to actually pull the whole lot together to provide a rehab service.
But Dr. Sammons, you're no stranger to Tigerberg 104 FM. We met a couple of years ago when you were at Karl Bremer Hospital.
That's right.
And what did you do there?
Basically, I was a clinician then, and I've had the benefit of being able to work on an inpatient basis, outpatient basis, do community-based rehab, get involved with outreach services. And at that stage, I was quite strongly linked with the university. The Karl Bremer site was affiliated with the University of Stellenbosch. That has since changed. We still do accommodate students from all disciplines, but our priority focus at this stage is on clinical service delivery.
And if you've just tuned in, I'm speaking to Dr. Helen Salmon. She's the manager medical service at the Western Cape Rehabilitation Center. Doctor, where do we fit in the Department of Health, the DOH?
Basically, WCRC is a specialized facility. We provide comprehensive rehabilitation, as I said, to people with physical disabilities rather than psychiatric disabilities. So we're looking at patients who have had a stroke, who've had spinal cord injuries. This could be after a traffic accident or after a spinal disease such as HIV or TB. And then we also see patients who have had head injuries and other neurological conditions such as multiple sclerosis and Guillain-Barré, but these are few and further between. If you look at our functioning within the bigger picture of the Western Cape Department of Health, I think it's easier to explain if you look what happens to a patient when they become injured or if they have an illness. So first of all, they would enter the healthcare system, and that could be public or private, but normally they would enter at a primary care level. So this would be at a clinic or a day hospital or a GP in the area where the patient stays. Then depending on the severity or the complexity of the condition, they may be referred to a hospital. And in the state system, this would be firstly a district hospital or to a regional hospital. And if severe enough, it could even be to a tertiary hospital such as Groote Schuur, Tygerberg or Red Cross. Now, once the health condition has been stabilized, these patients are generally discharged back home into their community environment. But if there is any residual disability, they will be referred to rehabilitation services. Now, these are available at various platforms. It could be at the day hospital on an outpatient basis or at the hospital where they were hospitalized, either at district or regional level or even tertiary level. These are what we call ambulatory services because the patients would go in and out on a weekly basis and they basically stay at home. But if these services do not match the patient's need, then they will be referred to our specialized services as an inpatient at WCRC. So the applications are made on paper from the clinicians at the referring facility, And then we will consider that application in light of any other applications that we have on hand at that given time and the number of beds that we have available at the given time. Noting also that we do receive about 80% of our referrals from the tertiary hospitals, so there are far fewer referrals from the primary level. And this also gives an indication of the specialist nature of our services. So I hope that explains it in a nutshell, how the bigger picture works and where we fit in.
And Dr. Sammons, the Western Cape Rehab Center is regarded as a world-class facility, definitely up there with the best in the world, if not the best in Africa. And that's word we have received from so many already. Now, the Western Cape Rehabilitation Center, could you take us to your, let's say, your inner workings, the bed, the composition of the multidisciplinary team? Because you need that. You need to work in a team. There would be a dietitian, and a dietitian is dependent on maybe another member of the multidisciplinary team's treatment plan to be able to continue his or hers.
Yes, that's right. As I've mentioned, we have inpatient beds. We've got 156 beds. And I thought before I get onto the team, let me just explain some of our other services that we've got, just to put it into perspective. We have specialized outpatient clinics, and these are mainly to complement our inpatient program. So primarily, if we are unsure about a patient's rehabilitation potential, we would see them per appointment at one of the outpatient clinics. And then also, once the patient has completed their inpatient rehabilitation program, they may be followed up at these specialized clinics for various reasons. So from this, I trust you understand that we don't provide an ambulatory rehabilitation service, as I described earlier, that is available at day hospitals or an acute hospital outpatient department. And what is important is that if it is an ambulatory service, it needs to be close enough to the patient's home so that it is accessible. Because that's one thing with the WCRC, that is one of our concerns, is that we are not always that accessible with public transport, but it is a residential rehabilitation facility. Then some of our other functions is that we support primary care, and this is especially for amputees. So we will identify and prepare patients for prosthetic rehabilitation. Then linked to that, we also manage the Orthotic and Prosthetic Center, which is located in Pinelands. This center manufactures customized orthoses, prostheses, and other orthopedic footwear. If you're looking for more information in this regard, you can look on our website, which I will refer to later.
Thank you.
So with our inpatient and our outpatient services, we do utilize the team. We employ staff from a number of disciplines. And to give you an example, when a patient is admitted into our facility, they are assessed by each of the core members of the multidisciplinary team. So first of all, the nursing staff would welcome the patient. They would do the first assessment, and then the doctor would assess the patient either the same or the following day. Then the patient is referred routinely to the physio and occupational therapist, as well as the social worker, and they would assess the patient over the next few days. From there, if the further services of a dietitian or a clinical psychologist and a speech therapist is required, that would be specifically called in, because we have those staff members on our site as well. But also to note that we comprehensively assess the patient, so we would also then network with other health facilities and organization if there are further services that are required that are crucial to the patient's inpatient rehabilitation program.
And thank you for that, Dr. Helen Sammons. Time for us to wrap up. But before we get to that, as your take-home message, what makes the WCRC so unique?
I think what's so special about us is the time that the patient spends in our facility. In an acute facility, a patient might spend 2.5-3 days, where the patients admitted to our facilities can be with us for anything between 2 weeks and 12 weeks. So this allows us to apply a really person-centered approach, but within the continuity of care as is provided by the Department of Health. In this way, our programs are individualized, and they aim towards reintegrating the person back into the environment they originally came from or an appropriate alternative. So this means that once the team has assessed the patient, they will plan a rehab program which is in line with the patient's needs, and they will set time-limited goals. The program is then reviewed at regular intervals, depending on the patient's needs and the circumstances. Then before being finally discharged, we try and get the patient home for at least 1 weekend leave to establish if they can apply the skills that they have learned at WCRC in their discharge environment. And this will either be directly themselves independently, or if the patient is dependent on a carer, this will be via a trained carer. And this includes things such as mobility and self-care, communication, safety, but also behavioral adaptation. So once a patient has achieved this minimum standard, then we will do the discharge planning. And on discharge, the patient is referred to community resources. And this is for the maintenance of the medical and the therapeutic supplies, the equipment, making sure that they get their medicines, but also for social support after discharge. If we are uncertain about the security or the safety of the patient on discharge, then we would organize a specific follow-up appointment at the specialized clinic or another suitable service in the community. And on the other hand, if improvement is still expected, then we will refer to appropriate community rehabilitation services. So I think in this way, we do try and focus on a person-centered approach so that the program that we offer is individualized for their own needs, but it also bears in mind the services offered in the continuum of care within the Western Cape Department of Health, and that we are a piece in the puzzle within the patient's journey.
And a great piece in the puzzle. Dr. Helen Sammons, thank you for joining us in the studio today. And from today until beginning of December, we will regularly be speaking to various members of the multidisciplinary team. Today, Dr. Helen Sammons, goodbye.
Thank you.